Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. A new, deeply Minnesotan exhibit called Beads opens this week at the Nordic Center in Duluth. Beads brings together Scandinavian and Ojibwe traditions in embellishment and beadwork with new local work alongside museum pieces. The striking similarities between these northern traditional works makes this show one not to miss. Local artists and educators Allison Owney, Arna Renan, and Wendy Savage coordinated the exhibit Beads with items on loan from the Vesterheim Museum in Decorah, Iowa, along with contributions from local Ojibwe and Scandinavian artists. The opening reception is celebrating this Friday, all part of Downtown Arts Walk, and we're joined today by one artist in the show and sister of the curator, Wendy Savage, artist, painter, and educator, Karen Savage Blue. I asked her about being invited to be part of this show, Beads.
Well, actually, my sister called me up and told me that I need to put some pieces into the bead exhibit, and she blocked me a pillbox hat at my request. And the piece that I did exclusively for the show was the pillbox hat. And I put beadwork on that hat that I can wear with my dance outfit so it matches other of my beadwork pieces that I've done early on in my lifetime.
Talk about how doing beadwork feeds your art and you personally.
Well, the thing about doing beadwork is it takes a lot of patience. But at the same time, it creates patience. It helps you develop the patience that you need to do the very fine work and to complete it. I believe, and I started beading when I was 12 years old, and I had two excellent mentors during my teenage years. And I learned the very basics of the Ojibwe style beadwork from those two people. And I have always kept my bead palette, the more subdued colors, similar to the early beads that came into this country. The colors of those beads are much different than the brilliancy we see in the beads today. But during my early teens and early 20s, I did a lot of beadwork, more than most people. But I found that I needed to expand. I needed a little bit more freedom to express myself. So I took up painting, and that did it for me. So I do find myself doing much more painting than beadwork these days, but I will teach beadwork when I'm asked to do that.
How does it feel, and what does it mean when you wear all of that beadwork that you have done yourself?
It's a testimony to time. It's a testimony to your abilities to really stick to something that can be very challenging, but yet you have what it takes to finish that. When you see a person who's all decked out, especially with a lot of very fine beadwork, you know that there's either they have done it themselves or there's someone in their family who really loves them and will take the time to create these pieces for them.
Opening as part of Downtown Arts Walk on Final Fridays, the opening reception for Beads is happening Friday, April 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. The Nordic Center is located at 23 North Lake Avenue in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.